reggelt mindenkinek, a Periszkóp Rádiót hallgatjátok itt Pécs belvárosában a 97,1 FM-en, vagy lehet minket hallgatni a periszkóprádió.hu-n is. A műsor címe a Sinusz, én pedig Laci vagyok. Ezt a műsort Krisztiánnal ketten csináljuk, egyik héten ő, másik héten én, tehát mind a ketten hatalmas nagy szabadságot kapunk, hogy mi is sül ki ebből. Tehát a mai műsorban Steve Reich-nak egy pár műveit fogom nektek bemutatni, már pedig abból az apropóból, hogy december 6-án Budapesten a Művészetek Palotájában, már pedig nem máshol, mint a Bartók Béla Nemzeti Hangversenyteremben, az Amadira ütőegyüttes fogja az ő műveit, pontosabban három művét bemutatni, lejátszani. Közreműködni fogott még az Umzen Kamara Együttes, a Skóla Kantórum Budapesten is, és Rácz Zoltán fogja vezényelni ezt a három művet. És amiért különleges mondani érdemes elmenni az, hogy ott lesz maga Steve Reich, és a kis 73 évével meg fog nálunk jelenni. Úgyhogy nagyon szeretném látni őt. Egy árak 1003 és 4008 között vannak, még egy pár darabot látom lehet venni. Na, jól van, akkor ott találkozunk. Amúgy meg a mai műsorban két munkáját fogom nektek lejátszani. Az egyik, az amelyikért ő annak idején Pulitzer-díjat kapott, bocsánat. Azt a most a Double Sextettét kapta. Egy Grammy-t kapott a Different Trains nevű munkájáját, tehát ez az egyik. A másik az pedig, amit arra csinált, amikor elkezdték Dollyt sokszorozni a bizonyos fehér ruhás okos doktor emberek. Úgyhogy ez lesz ma, és akkor jövő héten meg valami más. Na, sziasztok!
Crack train from New York. 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940, 1940 Turbos and trainers. The war was over. To Los Angeles.
Thank you.
she stopped singing, they said, no, no, and they applauded.
Ez volt a három felmarásos Different Trains, most pedig következzen a Dolly inspirálta munkája, ami hasonlóan hosszú és hasonlóan jó.
And placed him in the garden of Eden to serve it and to keep it.
The process is as follows. Process is...
They removed the nucleus from an egg. No genes in it at all.
Take out. Skin, the hair, anyway. They took a frozen udder cell from a sheep that was dead.
Let me introduce Dolly.
Would you like to be cloned?
No, wouldn't be me. Just be a genetic copy.
Be a truly riveting, fascinating experience.
Identical twins are better, and closer clones than Dolly. Cloning is only one of the new biological tricks. Most worried about.
And place him in the garden of Eden to serve it and to keep it.
We and all other animals, we and all the machines, created by our genes.
When Marvin Minsky said, "The mind is a meat machine," people freaked.
That preserves genes of trees.
The script for human life is 3 billion letters.
It doesn't seem so frightening anymore.
A fish. It's a machine that preserves genes in the water.
Preparing for a new kind of cyborg consciousness.
They're all about preserving the code. Preserving DNA.
We've always thought about brains in terms of our latest technology.
DNA is a molecule that carries coded information.
Steam engines.
What lies at the heart of every living thing is not a fire.
When I was a kid, there were telephone switching networks.
Not warm breath. Not a spark of life.
Then they became digital computers.
If you want to understand life,
then massively parallel digital computers.
Think about information technology.
Probably out there now are kids' books which say that our brain is the World Wide Web.
I don't think there's anything that we are that is in principle deeply different from what computers are.
We probably haven't got it right yet. person answering you. Then the computer must be intelligent.
Fooled by a good silk flower. It doesn't mean that it's a real flower. It may just mean that I don't know enough about flowers.
We and all other animals are machines created by our genes.
I have no sense of guilt pulling the plug on any machine.
It's a machine or not a machine? The real question would be, are you responsible or not responsible for anything?
Not what the computer does, but what the computer does to us.
The human body is extremely limited. I would love to be able to upgrade myself.
Darwinian natural selection is the key to understanding the whole of the existence of life. A self-replicating molecule really began the origin of life. Produces copies and copies and copies and copies. If it's successful, there are going to be thousands of copies. Copies and copies, copies, copies and copies, copies, copies and copies, copies, copies and 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 copies. These things competed in the primeval soup. They started to build cells around themselves, colonies of cells, which are what we are. The ones that were good at it stayed. The ones that were bad didn't stay. Natural selection, the blind, unconscious, automatic process, has no purpose in mind.
It's a war between religions.
God exists, if only in the form of a meme, with high survival value, or infective power.
The 20th century, where religious thinking was abandoned for secular and Darwinian ideology.
If we all demanded evidence before we would believe something, religions would get nowhere.
The 20th century was the worst graveyard in human history. That should give us pause.
Every creature has a song. Has a song. The song of the dogs. And the song of the doves. The song of the fly. The song of the fox. What do they say?
Technology is a continuation of evolution. We can create things far faster than biological evolution.
If we create a species that's smarter than us, our prospects are dim.
Thank you. intelligent robots will be our replacement.
Species. We ought to take a vote first.
The prophet Jeremiah decided to build an artificial man who was perfect, was able to talk. Immediately he talked to Jeremiah and he asked him, "What did you do?" "Well, look, I have succeeded." He said, no, it's not good. From now on, when people will meet other people in the street, they will not know whether you made them or God made them. Undo me. So that's what Jeremiah did.
I don't think robots are going to take over from us. There isn't going to be an us, because we are starting to bring technology into our bodies.
This gives me pause.
This module in the mind store, have it connected to your brain, and then you do 4 or 5 part counterpoint. I think we'll turn into something quite different.
Once upon a time there was carbon-based life, and it gave over to silicon-based life. I don't view the prospect with equanimity. maybe I'm just sentimental.
Szót nem fog beleérteni. Na, sziasztok!